Chase, how does it feel to be a Winnipeg Jet?
Oh, words can't even describe. I'm so thankful. Obviously, I know some guys that have been drafted in the past, Nick Petan and one of my best friends, Eric Comrie. So it's definitely a special moment for my family and myself, and I wouldn't have wanted any other team besides Winnipeg to pick me.
Eric Comrie had already tweeted saying he's welcoming you to the team. How does that feel to play with one of your good buddies?
Well, it's a weird little story here, but I've known him my entire life since he moved from Edmonton, and we were 10 years old and had a piece of paper, and we both signed it and said that we're going to be teammates in the NHL one day, and so it's pretty special, and I'm very excited.
Well, coming from California to Winnipeg potentially, what do you know about Winnipeg?
I've heard lots of good things about Winnipeg. Brandon Leipzig, one of my teammates, is from Winnipeg, and Nick Petan, obviously, you know, he drafted last year, and they've had nothing but good things to say about Winnipeg, and apparently it's the best city in the world, so I'm definitely looking forward to getting to know the city and getting there as soon as possible.
Tell people about your game.
Yeah, I think my game, I think a lot of people kind of compare Nick Petan and myself. I think that we're a little bit similar, but I think that we're different players. I think that he's more offensive, and I think that I've learned to turn my game a little bit more on the defensive side, so I think that I'm more of a two-way centerman. And I know that I may be not the biggest guy in the draft, but I know that I have the biggest heart, so I think that at the end of the day, that's the most important thing, and I think that I'm going to let my work ethic take over and just take it from there.
What things you like to improve?
I like to improve, obviously, I think, strength to get the next level. I think that you can always improve on your strength and your speed. So I think that my trainer is very good at working on that kind of stuff. So I'm excited to get it going. Yeah, I started playing roller hockey, I think, like most California kids. And I actually started off playing ice goalie when I was about 4 years old. And I had a Russian goalie coach. I couldn't understand a word he was saying. So I decided to switch to forward and kind of just stuck ever since. I'd say so.
How would you describe your style?
Yeah, style, I'd say that obviously smaller skilled forward. But I think that I've learned to pick up my work ethic, and I use that to my advantage. I'm not afraid to go on the corner battles or go to the front of the net, and I do whatever it takes to win. Yeah, Nick loves Winnipeg. Like I said to these guys, he's had nothing but good things to say about the city, and obviously Brandon Leipzig being from Winnipeg, he's also filled me in nicely, and I can't wait to talk to those guys and get to know a little bit more. No, I think it's hard to read into. I think that you can't really look into that stuff, but I felt I had a pretty good meeting with Winnipeg, and I actually texted Comrie after. I was, maybe I'll go to Winnipeg, so no, it's definitely an exciting time.
How's your game grown the last couple of years?
I think it's grown tremendously. I think coming into the league, I kind of started off as a fourth liner and worked my way up every year. So last year was a big year for the team and myself, and making it to the finals the past 3 years, and the 3 years that I've been there, I think it says enough. And very, very special organization, and very thankful to be a part of that. Yeah, I think I looked up to Luke Robitaille, actually being from LA. So I think that going to those games, and obviously Paul Kariya and guys like that. So it's very fortunate to be able to grow up in a city like La Mirada and be right between Anaheim and Los Angeles, and get to grow up. And I actually go to the Anaheim Ducks games with Comrie growing up, and just getting to learn the game and watch all the players. Yeah, we're best friends. We've been best friends ever since he moved there, I think in 2005 from Edmonton. So we hit it right off the bat, and we still talk every single day.
What about, you know, before talking about your drive, where does that come from, and how does it affect the way you play?
Right. Yeah, I think it comes from I come from a pretty special family. I've been taught to never just expect anything to just be handed to me, and I definitely earn everything that I get. And I think that's pretty special. Just they don't know what hockey is in my family. They never played hockey coming from California, so they kind of just sat back and just are supportive 100% and kind of just let me do my own thing. And I think that's pretty lucky, and I want to do it for them, obviously, and do it for myself.
Give us some insight. Why is Eric Comrie a good goalie?
I don't know. I think that obviously you guys have met him. He's kind of a different character, but no, he's talk about drive. He's the most driven kid I've ever met, and I think that kind of rubs off on me. Just seeing how he carries himself. Obviously, he comes from a great family of the Comries, and I think that I don't know. I'm excited to be with him and be a part of the Jets organization.
Score on him much?
Oh, all the time, every single time against Tri-City. So that's all I hope for.
What made you stick with hockey? What was it about the game?
I don't know. I think that I know kids grow up playing football or baseball and stuff like that, but all I've played is roller hockey and ice hockey, and I just fell in love with the game, I guess, at a young age and never wanted to try any other sport.
Did Eric talk to you to come to the Western League?
Yeah, it was actually weird. I told the story before. We, coming from California, we weren't really sure what the Western Hockey League was or the draft or anything like that. So a day before the draft, we actually flew up to Denver, both of us, and just together we kind of toured the campus. And that was our for sure gig right there, us two best friends going to Denver. And next thing you know, he gets drafted to Tri-City and I get drafted to Portland, the biggest rivalries in the Western Hockey League. So I get to play against him 11 times a year. And so like I said, now it's very special for the both of us, I'd say.
Obviously a good decision for you to come to the Canadian Hockey League. Just expand on that for your development.
Yeah, I think so. Obviously today I'm relieved now, but it's a great league. I think that's one of the most professional junior leagues out there. 72 games, I think that's doesn't get much more pro than that, and just all the bus trips and like I said before, being able to be a part of the Portland organization, I think it's super, super lucky and super cool. And getting to go to the finals all those years, and I don't think a lot of kids get to experience that, and I'm very fortunate.
Rich history in the NHL draft success with Portland. You got to see it last year with guy like Seth Jones and then Nick Pitan, of course.
Yeah, absolutely.
Who helped you along the way?
Yeah, I think that goes without saying, just all the boys in general playing in Portland, the Dumbas, Johansons, Niederreiters, the list goes on, and on and off the ice, you see all those guys carry themselves. They know what it takes. They're on the ice extra after practice and in the gym after. So they've just told me to enjoy the moment, and obviously it only happens once. So I'm super excited, and I can't wait to talk to all those guys and hear from them.
Can you talk a bit about your stress level, if any, last night and this morning today?
Right. Yeah, I think it's hard not to be. I think it's only human nature to be a little bit stressed, but at the end of the day, I think that of course, the draft is special, and every kid's dream is to walk up on the stage and put on a jersey and smile for the picture. But at the end of the day, I know that I want to play in the NHL, and I'm going to play in the NHL, and I'm willing to do whatever it takes. So I think the draft is just a number, and I think this is where the work begins, and I'm definitely prepared for that.
Any advice from anybody about how to deal with this day or two?
Yeah, I think just all the boys in Portland, like you said, rich history in the draft, so I think they just told me to just be myself and just have fun. It only happens once, and just enjoy the moment and really take it all in.
Nick talked about playing with a chip on his shoulder because of his size. Do you share that?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that playing the Western Hockey League kind of taught us that. I think that it's a pretty gritty league, and I think you have to definitely stick up for yourself. So I think that's definitely kind of took my game to the next level, I'd say, is playing with that extra grit and work ethic, and I'd say that that's definitely one thing that we've both improved.
Did the success of hockey in Southern California inspire you to play first?
Yeah, I have a lot of friends that went to Bo Bennett, Emerson Edom, Mitch Callahan, all those guys I grew up watching and hanging out with, so it's definitely special laying on the couch and watching those guys get picked, and now that it's my turn, I'm very thankful and I'm super happy.
Is your Twitter Chase 9? Is that or Dell? Sorry, Dell's 9, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Thanks, Chase.
I saw a comment tweeting at you, so I wanted to.
I hate to do this. I'm Teresa Gennaro for the Canadian.
Oh, that's not a problem.
The guy that he was talking about, who's what? They exchanged notes with when they were little. Comrie.
Oh, Eric Comrie. Yeah, the goal. No problem.
Thank you.
Kaelin.
He's not here. I don't think. They told me he wasn't.
No, he's not. Okay. Of course they're.
When do they have? Don't they have a pick right now? The Jets.
I definitely wouldn't be where I am if it wasn't for Sault Ste. Marie, through the whole coaching staff.
In two, I think, right?
No, three.
Okay. I'm going to run back there. Hey.
Enjoying yourself?
Okay. Yeah, for now.
Damn, I just thought of a good question. Ironic that the guy from California was picked 99th overall.
How about that, eh?
Kind of ironic. All right, I got to walk around. So you got a pick right now, don't you?
Next word of selection is Van Heerden. Thank you.
go ahead, Vancouver.
Vancouver select from the trophy, Gustav Forsling.
Vancouver Ducks have selected Gustav Forsling from Sweden. Thank you, Vancouver. The next word of selection is Caroline.
Caroline
Hurst, Team Sub-Selected, Clark Bishop, Cape Breton, Black Navy Junior High.